Hey everyone, season three, here we go. I think it's too late to say happy 2024. I mean, it is now the 26th of January. We're almost at the end of January. And what an incredible start to the year. I think my start to the year has been better because I've suddenly gained more clarity in my life. I suddenly know where God wants me to go. And yes, I do have those uncomfortable times where I'm thinking, oh God, please, I can't do this. And I get discouraged and I have a lack of faith and I have a lot of fear in my being. I wanted to talk on three things. The subject of faith versus fear, rejection versus redirection, and everything working out for your own good. Let me start by faith versus fear. I've had to choose how I live my life. We can choose. We make choices every day. Maybe subconsciously or consciously, we are making choices every day. And some choices are easier to make because they are habit. Some choices are not as easy to make because they have implications. They've got consequences that you don't know. So let me give you an example about faith versus fear. A few years ago, I knew what God wanted me to do. But on my word, I was so scared. I said, God, this is such a big job you want me to do. And I don't have the qualification. That's me telling myself. I don't have the qualification to do what you want me to do. Do you see what I did right there? I chose fear. I chose to imagine a future of failure, of doom and gloom. When God instructed me to do a podcast, I tell you, I resisted. When God instructed me to write a book, I'm still resisting, by the way, because I'm thinking, oh no, I'm not a writer. I don't know what to do. So you see, our time on life is here because we are here on a mission from God. We're all here as a human. We have been incarnated to come and do something. We've all been asked to do something. We have a mission on earth. Some of us have been asked to teach. Some of us have been asked to create, to be artists, to be musicians, to be doctors, to be nurses. We are all here to create. We're all here to learn. We're all here to do something that God has given us. And that's why God has given us all gifts. But when we come on earth for some reason, we become fearful. Because I think we get it from our parents, we got it from their parents. And so we start living in fear and forget that there's a higher being, there's a spirit that guides us all the time. So that's why I wanted to get in here and say, be conscious of what choices you are making. Are you making choice from faith or fear? And now both are a belief. One has a belief that says, my outcome on doing this work will be of positive outcome. The other one is based on a negative outcome. There's nothing negative or positive in God's life. If you are thinking negative and you're saying, like myself, I'm too scared, rather take it as, I'm going to learn something. There's either a lesson or a blessing that I'm going to have. And there's no failure, actually. There's no failure in God's word. Failure is just an opportunity to learn something that you need to learn. So having faith over fear is the outcome in faith is you believing or I believing that there's something amazing that's going to happen. Whereas fear is about, oh, the outcome is not going to be as great. I'm going to fail and there's going to be doom and gloom. So my lesson for this is choose faith, because faith is no matter where I am, I believe that there's going to be a great outcome to whatever I'm doing. That's a lesson I'm learning over a couple of times I've had to remind myself of. Have faith over fear. The second lesson I want to talk about is this notion of rejection versus redirection. Listen, I think 99.9% of people have felt rejection, have thought, oh my God, I'm being humiliated, I'm being rejected, and there's a lot of pain and hurt that comes with rejection. And for me, having learned this 8 years ago when I lost my job, when I felt humiliated and I felt like I was rejected by people, to now when I'm like, oh, thank God I was rejected, because rejected means you are taken out of that situation. You are out, forcibly removed, or you realize that I'm not wanted here. So the faith, the way I think about it now is actually I was ejected, not rejected. I was ejected because God didn't want me in that job. God wanted me on this path that I'm on now. And the Almighty Allah, the higher power, the universe knew what path I was supposed to follow. So don't think of rejection as rejection. It's ejection so that you can be redirected. Some doors are not for you. Actually, 99% of the doors you're going to knock on are not for you. The only time you will know that is a door for you is when it flows. It flows so nicely. You don't feel this sense of stress. You don't think, oh my goodness me, what I'm doing. You feel a sense of peace because that has been given to you by God. You don't climb mountains. You flow. You flow with things. And sometimes you think, is this too good to be true? Which is another belief that we have. Yes, it is. Because it has been divinely given to you. You have been given this path because God knows His intention of you coming on earth. So sometimes when we are fighting because we've been rejected and we're fighting to be included in doors that are not ours, we're actually closing the door that is supposed to be ours. So remember this, rejection is redirection. I was redirected from work and in corporate to this life I live now. It's awkward, by the way, when my daughter says, Mommy, my friends ask me, what do you do? And I put, Mommy is in the middle of meandering. But this is the path that God has chosen for me. It is different from the path I'd followed in the past, but I'm following it because I'm believing that there's a higher power that is in charge of my life, and that I was being redirected and not rejected because this is the path God wanted me to be in. The third point I wanted to make is related to my second point and my first of faith, rejection is redirection. Things will always work out. Things will always work out. You may meander. You may think, you know, whatever is going on, this is not for me. You need to, things always work out. It's like, I don't know if you've read The Alchemist, you'll always come back to where God wants you to be. And I want to tell you, 8 years ago, I lost my job when my daughter was 3 years old. And I thought I was going to lose my house. I thought a lot of things were going to happen. And I would have a negative outcome. Listen, I'm still living in the same house. I have a roof over my head. I have a bed. I have food. I have love in my life. Yes, there are things that I used to do that are no longer serving me that I had to let go of. I had to let go of people. I had to let go of things that were no longer serving me. But remember, if and when you find yourself in a place where you think, oh my word, what am I going to do? It is a redirection. It is testing your faith. And it is saying everything is always working out for your own good. It's just the noise in our minds gets so much you can't hear what the Spirit is saying to you. So you gotta lean in to just listen to that Spirit. And I tell you, that voice, that Spirit comes to me now during the day. Before it used to come to me at night, I remember it. Can't sleep 1 a.m. because it's so quiet. My mind is not talking. And that's when the Spirit would come to you. Listen to what you are being told. Listen and heed that voice, because that voice is telling you, here's your path. Here's where I'm taking you. I'm not telling you to go this way. Where you are being rejected, it means it's not your home. Where you feel fear, turn it into faith. And things will always work out for you, no matter what. I got your back. So thank you for listening to me. Watch as I unfold. I don't know where this podcast is going to, but I am holding on my faith.